Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
What a volatile day today for grain futures as a whole. Not only in just the grains, but also the cattle futures were down sharply. This morning we had a USDA report at 11 a.m., which drove trade and had most of the focus of the markets today. But December corn finished the day down 6.5 cents at 360 and a quarter. 356 was the low. That was new contract lows for the December corn. Beans were down 7 to 10 cents here at the end. November's down 7.5 at 866. And then wheat futures in Chicago and Kansas City down 9 cents in December. Chicago at 492 and three quarters. The low today was 488. Kansas City closed down 11 at 463. The low was 455 and a quarter. So new contract lows for a lot of contracts today. And that was kind of the feature here. Cattle futures were down the limit. Of course, limits were expanded today. They didn't settle down the limit, but they traded 675 lower in the first 3 months of the feeder cattle and 450 lower there on the fats. We've bounced off that here late in the day down about $3 to $4 in the feeders and $2.50 to $3 in the fats. So, again, overall, the entire grain complex and ag complex was under quite a bit of pressure here.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
If you look at the USDA report piece by piece, there were some pretty big shocks in it. Look at the corn production, 13.654 billion bushels. The average guess was 13.579, so significantly bigger than the average guess. Yield was nearly a bushel an acre bigger at 169.3, so a really big corn crop. The average guess was 168.4. Soybean production also bigger at 3.981 billion bushels. The average guess was 3.915. The average guess on yield was 47.5 bushels an acre, and the actual was 48.3. So corn and bean production were significantly bigger, or in my opinion, significantly bigger than what the USDA projected. Now going on down to the 2015-16 ending stocks, quite a bit bigger for wheat at 911 million bushels. The average guess was 877. Last month it was 861, so nearly was a 50 million bushel increase from last month. For wheat, corn was 1.76 billion. The average guess was 1.597. That was a pretty big jump there as well. And then soybeans also jumped up to 465 million bushels, up from 436. So there was a lot of negative things in that report, and that seemed to be the driver today.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, December live cattle down 360 at 128.32. February down 382 at 130.32. January feeder cattle down 595 at 161.57. March down 487 at 159.70. December lean hogs down 17 at 53.55, and February down 132 at 55.15. December Kansas City wheat down 13 and a quarter at 460 and three quarters. March down 13 and a half at 476 and a quarter. December Chicago wheat down 11 at 490 and three quarters. December corn down 7 and three quarters at 359, and March down 8 at 368. January soybeans down 10 and three quarters at 855 and a half. March March down 11.75, set 855.5. December cotton up 3 at 61.93, and March down 13 at 61.99. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.